Item number four is a subdivision and rezoning for 683-711 Knowles Avenue under file DASZ 11 of 2010. And in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item number five is a variance for 683-711 Knowles Avenue under file DAB 123597 of 2010D.
Okay. The applicants, Susan Russell and Norm Boyle. I also just, there's a couple people registered for information. If there's anybody here who has not registered, please do so now. And either for information or in support or in opposition, this is a chance to do it. So there's the clerk has these forms, and so please do so if you haven't. So go ahead. You have up to 10 minutes, but you don't have to use it if you don't need it. So go ahead.
So the plan is for...
Susan Russell, McGowan Russell.
Oh, sorry, Susan Russell, McGowan Russell, 200 124th Street.
And Norm Boyle?
Norm Boyle at 685 Bonner Avenue.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. That's my fault for forgetting. The plan is for a 5.43-acre parcel of land. We are proposing 27 R1M single-family residential lots. There are also two residual parcels, and the one variance is related to that one residual parcel, number 711 Knowles. The average lot area is 506 square meters, and we've provided everything as required under the ACG report, as far as I'm concerned. Too bad. Where'd she go? Okay. The only potential issue, but I don't even think it is an issue, is that the just so that it's clear that when the dedication is calculated, there is no park space provided under this one. It's just too small of a parcel, so the developer will be paying for that. That the dedication is calculated as all developments are on the actual property in question and doesn't include the residual parcel, which is the way it's done. And then the LIs on the private land on number 683 and number 711, they all voted in favor of the LIs, and they will be paying directly to the city for the local improvement on Knowles.
So that's for the just, water, sewer,
yeah,
water, sewer,
yeah,
and land drainage.
Just for clarification, that was all we wanted to bring up. Other than that, there's no issues from our standpoint, anyways. Right?
Any questions?
Yeah. No, I'm good right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Is there anybody here who wishes to speak in support, registered in support of this application? Seeing none, is there anybody here registered in opposition of this application? In opposition? Seeing none, I have two people registered for information. I have Heinz Hindemith. Hyman. Hi. Do you wish to speak or just register for information?
Can you give me 5 minutes?
Sure. Come on. Come forward. You need to just state your name and address for the record, sir.
My name is Heinz Hindemith. I'm living on 102 Michelson Way. It's away from Knowles, but I own property on Knowles.
Okay.
And that's why I want to ask why this developing gets through. And I heard the other residential from Knowles, they cannot subdivide. You know, okay. They get bigger properties. The sewer goes in, the water goes in, and we end up with 120-foot frontage. It could be divided in half for another house.
Yeah.
I mean, I waited 25 years. For 25 years, I built that, bought that land, and now I don't make another 25 years, you know, in my life to be able to build a house there. See, in the meantime, my daughter, Mrs. Annette Hay, she owns that property because she built a house there. It has to be at a holding tank to that time. Now as the sewer coming in and the water comes in, and I heard that it's not allowed to subdivide.
Okay.
So in the meantime, on the left side, you're going to get more subdivision. On the right side, it's not allowed. And another question is, where I hope the city is aware that they put all that water in the Mitchelson on Headmaster Pond or Lake, whatever you want to call it, or going to be another lake in the future up there, because there's quite a few houses where the drainage is going to go. Okay, that's okay. About all.
I have no questions. Thank you very much.
Okay.
How long have you lived on the street?
Pardon?
How long have you owned the property that fronts?
25 years.
And your house now is on Mitchelson, right?
It is 735 Bonham. And I live on Mitchelson now.
Okay. And what's your property on Knowles?
735.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Under the name Annette Hay or Randall Hay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sandy Raposo Lloyd? Oh, she did, eh? Okay. I don't have anybody else registered for information. Is there anybody else here registered for information? Okay, seeing none. Do you have any other questions of the applicants, Councillor Bulati? Do you have anything you wish to add? No? Okay, seeing none. Okay, go ahead. This is your opportunity.
Mr. Heindelmuth had mentioned about the water in the lake, and we did have that heavy rain about a month ago. I live on that lake in particular, and I took pictures and measurements as we went through that storm. The amount of rain in that particular area, when I talked to the engineer at Stantec, he said that was not a 50-year storm, but in that particular point of the city, it was almost a 100-year storm. I measured that the lake rose 4.4 inches, and his calculations were that the lake should have risen about 4 feet 8 inches, and I had said 4 feet 4 inches. So it was pretty neat that the engineer's calculations were almost dead on.
Wow. Very neat.
That was it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Boyle.
There's you have item 4 and 5 here. We're hearing them concurrently. So,
yes. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move layover. I've got a couple comments here. This is nothing against the particular application. This is everything to do about planning and consistency. And we recently had a presentation to it was a city seminar with Minister Ron Lemieux, the Minister of Local Government. Linda McFadden from the province, and we had our Plan Winnipeg people out, our Winnipeg people. And they all talked about, working in combination, working, to plan, between the city of Winnipeg and, the capital region. This property we're talking about now is going to have homes really right up to the city limit. We don't know what the plan is going to be for the land still within inside the perimeter highway, but beyond the city of Winnipeg boundaries. There's a fair bit of land there, so many, many acres, that is not really planned. There's the notion that this is very discontinuous from the rest of what's around there, in that we're having very small homes to big acreages, sort of what we've just been hearing about in Transcona West there. I've asked about the secondary plan with substandard services. That was turned down by the Standing Policy Committee, but maybe we do need to talk about a secondary plan for this whole area that's done with the planning area for East St. Paul. We need to talk about service sharing. We need to talk about a boundary road at the city limits, perhaps. This is really, it just seems like it's just sort of shoehorned in there. It's like tiny housing. It's not a major development, a substantial development. 27 houses is fairly substantial, but it's not really substantial. It just doesn't seem to be consistent. So what I'd like to do is lay this over. The residents, by the way, after this last hearing, we're talking about succession. Maybe I won't be dealing with this at all. Maybe this should be part of East St. Paul. I'm barely kidding. So again, I'm gonna lay this over. I'm gonna keep laying it over until I get an appropriate plan from the director of property and development. And again, the only way to get to this property is gonna be over what Plan Winnipeg calls a substandard roadway. How is this how does this deal with complete communities? Where is the plan to deal with providing a full range of municipal services on a street where you're never gonna get a petition through? How are you going to get through Plan Winnipeg's objectives of infill development, of taking advantage of municipal infrastructure, which we are installing right now, without allowing subdivisions where you're never going to get a successful local improvement petition? The system is flawed. It is not our Winnipeg for the people that live on Knowles Avenue. It's Winnipeg has passed them by. If that's the case, maybe St. Paul is their answer. So anyways, I'm going to lay this over. I hope we can find an amenable way to get to a solution of this. It's not your development in particular. It's what's going on over in the planning department right now. So that's what.
So, okay, moved item 4 and 5 layover until September. Okay, so moved. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.